Tap Into Your Creativity by Dr. Eric Plasker. You have to be able to see your life as active, healthy, prosperous, and fun for 100 years in order to create a vision that is compelling. What would be a really exciting and fun life to live for the next 50 years? Begin to talk about it with your life partner, your friends, and your colleagues. Start to voice your vision and bring it into your consciousness. Putting words to it and continuing a dialogue will help you gain the clarity you need to attract the resources, people, and things you need to transition yourself from your current environment to your new one. We've all heard of the expression, think outside the box. This is lobule jumping. This is an important part of changing your internal and external environment. Drive around different neighborhoods and office parks and look at the various signs, houses, cars, and everything related to environments that are different from yours, but ones you would like to experience. Begin to ask yourself, how do these people think that is different from the way I think? Start asking questions that open your mind to being able to create a new experience for yourself. Open up to these new possibilities and begin to envision how you can change your environment and make it ideal. Don't just ask yourself, however, get to know people who can be mentors for you at your stage of life. One thing I have learned about people who are winning in life is that they are usually very willing to help out others who are seriously committed to changing their lives. It's all about intent and the reasons behind your motivation. Widen your scope, think outside of yourself and find a greater purpose, and like a magnet, you will begin to attract more good things with ease. Being self-righteous and self-centered will repel new and exciting opportunities that are right under your nose. Think about a camera lens. A wide-angle lens expands your field of vision. Be willing to change your internal environment and look through a bigger lens. Find a provider.